Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. The old saying comes back to haunt us with the price of gas. If you want less of something, just tax it. The Wizards of Smart in Sacramento, they're planning to wreck the gas supply chain even further, imposing a windfall tax, alleging that energy companies are gouging you and I at the pump. Of course, the real gouging has been taking place for years, and politicians are to blame. Let's take a look at why our gas costs way too much. First, the state charges 51 cents per gallon of gas you buy at the pump. Nobody in the supply chain pays that tax. It's a regressive, hideous tax that targets anyone that has a vehicle. Arguably, it hurts poor people and those on fixed incomes the most. The federal government doesn't want to be left out of any opportunity to make money, so they are taxing your gallon of gas too. They charge 18 cents per gallon. But there are also fees, where we see 22 cents per gallon to fund the state's low-carbon gas programs, 15 cents per gallon earmarked for greenhouse gas programs, and then something that makes no sense to me. The state also takes 2 cents per gallon for what they call underground tank storage. A second reason your gas costs way too much? Well, there's too many different blends in California. Regular straightforward gasoline that you pump in other states? Well, that's not good enough for us. According to University of Houston Energy fellow Ed Hirsch, he says several refineries are offline right now in California for planned as well as unplanned maintenance. There are 4, maybe 5 refineries that are offline temporarily, so the supply of California blended gas, it's a lot lighter than everyone had planned. A third reason why your gas costs way too much? The occupant of the Oval Office wants Americans to be dependent on other nations for fossil fuels. While some believe Biden's reason for immediately closing America's pipeline had to do with his environmental convictions, many of us, on the other hand, believe he is bought and paid for by China and is not acting in America's best interests. Either way, importing gas from overseas is more expensive than drilling our own. I still believe you will see another Trump prediction come true that in place like Humboldt County, we will soon see $10 per gallon for gas. To keep things in perspective, on average, the gas station retailers make a profit of 30 cents per gallon, but after their typical expenses, it appears to be roughly 10 cents per gallon. If you pay with a credit card, that eats another 2%. The gas manufacturers make a profit of roughly 7 to 8 cents per gallon. Of course, being large operations, they have other methods for generating revenue, but whatever study you choose to read, the actual net profit per gallon of gas for the guys making it appears to be 7 to 8 cents. The politicians take home a lot more than that, and now they want to give you a rebate. Oh, gee, thanks for giving me some of my money back.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.